Amy's asked me to share a few little thoughts just for a few minutes on how we stay mentally, emotionally healthy leading up to Christmas as leaders. Now, I want to share transparently, authentically, and in a very real way. These are things I'm learning. These are not things I have completely sussed, but I really hope that what I'm learning might help you as well. The reality is, leading up to Christmas, we would love to say is easy, straightforward, and happy and joyful with hope and peace and all those lovely things. But quite often, the reality is different, isn't it? And so often, we are wearing a public face, but there can be pain behind it. Or maybe we're in a great place, and that's wonderful too. But I hope what I share will help you if a little blip hits along the way. Three P's come to my mind as I think about this: emotional and mental health as leaders in this busy Christmas time. The first is pause. I am learning the art of pause. And that is one way I think we can just help keep ourselves healthy. Now, by this moment, you may have thought, oh my goodness, I cannot cope with hearing another self-care scenario. I have had self-care books, self-care talks, self-care everything up to here. And the reality is, nobody understands my life and my busyness. Well, I am here to tell you that Ali's version of self-care is that we work it out in a bespoke, unique way, tailored to ourselves and what works for us. Looking after mental health and physical health, even, and emotional health is not meant to be another pressure in our lives. It's something that should bring refreshment, not stress. So let's just take the pressure off. And as you're listening to this, don't hear pressure. Hear what's relevant to you and what might work for you. So pause. Might work one way for me, might work differently for you. But pause is simply those moments in the day, even in the middle of chaos, even if circumstances are busy and realistically can't look any different, we can still pause in the middle of them. Just pausing to breathe, not chest shallow breathe, but that deep belly breathe. How often are we just breathing snatch breaths and we need to breathe deep? And pause for me has meant, even in the middle of the day, maybe in between work things or home life things, or even in the car when my mind is so busy, just pause. And I think about, what am I seeing? What am I hearing? What am I maybe smelling, even tasting? I might have a lovely takeaway cappuccino as I'm driving safely. Using our senses to pause. My other little trick for pausing, which I'm loving, is simply doing this. I'm going to share with you lighting this and just literally taking a few moments to sort of center myself and to pause. My other P is being present. So we have pause and present. Are we being fully present in moments? With others, with ourselves, even with God, because we can be so distracted. I can have a walk, be by the sea in a beautiful view, but I'm not present. My mind is too preoccupied. So pause and be present. Are we present with those we love? Are we being distracted on the phone? Are we bombarding our brains all the time? Our little bodies, minds, and souls were never meant to deal with so much bombardment. So let's practice being fully present. That keeps us healthy too. And finally, presence, as in his presence. And again, not in a pressure way, but my goodness, nothing fills our tanks by just pausing, being fully present in his presence. Emmanuel, God with us this Christmas time and always. But I wonder what it would look like, and I challenge myself to this, to just take moments to be fully immersed in his presence. Whether it's listening to a worship song in the car in between meetings, whether it's just being mindful of a verse that causes us to capture being in his presence. Let's turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. and grace. God bless you this Christmas time as you pause, as you're present, and take time in His presence.